In Abram's day, a powerful Elamite dynasty reigned in southern Mesopotamia. The Elamites had considerable power in Babylonia. Ur, Abram's native town, was one of the cities they conquered and sacked at that time. The king of Elam, Chedorlaomer, with three other important rulers, set out to punish the cities in Palestine, which had rebelled against him. The kings of Sodom and Gomorrah, with the rulers of three other cities in the Jordan Valley, had rebelled against their suzerain, the king of Elam. For 12 years they had paid tribute, but in the 13th year they refused to do so. In the 14th year, the powerful coalition of the four kings of the east came to the land of Canaan with their armies. They invaded all the regions east of the Jordan, then they joined battle with the troops of the five kings in the Jordan Valley, 4 kings against 5. The battle was fought in the valley of Siddim, near the Dead Sea. There were many slime pits in that area. The armies of the kings of Sodom and Gomorrah were routed, and many of the men as they fled fell into the slime pits. The rest escaped into the mountains. Before leaving Canaan, the kings of the east took all the goods and supplies in the towns of the plain, and Lot, Abram's nephew who lived in Sodom, was also taken with his family and all his possessions. A fugitive from the battlefield brought the news of this defeat to Abram, the Hebrew, whose tents were pitched in the plain of Mamre, the Amorite. Abram is the first person in the Bible to be called the Hebrew. As soon as Abram learnt that his nephew had been taken prisoner, he armed 318 of his trained men, who had been born in his household, and set out in pursuit of the four kings. Helped by three Amorite allies, Mamre and his two brothers, Abram pursued the enemy as far north as Dan. When he caught up with them, he divided his troops and attacked by night. The speed of the pursuit and the surprise attack gave him the victory. He beat the enemy armies and pursued them as far as Hobah, north of Damascus. He recovered all that had been taken and brought back his nephew Lot with his family and all the other prisoners. The account of this military undertaking, the only battle Abram ever fought, highlights the patriarch's faith in God, his generosity and unselfishness, as well as his power and importance. For the little army of 318 men was composed of only some of his servants, those of whom he was absolutely sure. Abram was a brave and competent leader, and many people depended on him. But he was also a man of peace. God enabled him to fight this battle wisely and gave him the victory. When he returned, the king of Sodom went to meet him in the king's valley near Jerusalem. Another king also went there, Melchizedek, king of Salem, and priest of God Most High. Melchizedek brought bread and wine and said to Abram, "Blessed be Abram by God Most High, creator of heaven and earth, and blessed be God Most High, who delivered your enemies into your hand." Then Abram gave him a tithe of everything. Melchizedek means king of righteousness, and the word Salem means peace. Salem was the ancient name for Jerusalem, the city of peace. As he was king and priest, Melchizedek can be taken for a type of the Messiah. In the New Testament, the author of the Epistle to the Hebrews makes this clear. Melchizedek is a mysterious figure. He appears only here in the Bible. As he was king of righteousness and king of peace, titles given to the Messiah, as well as the priest of God Most High, he prefigured Christ, the king-priest, who would arise as a priest forever in the order of Melchizedek, according to Psalm 110, and thus fulfill the combined messianic offices of prophet, priest, and king. Abram glimpsed this messianic revelation and paid tithes to Melchizedek. He gave him a tenth part of all he had taken. The king of Sodom was also there, and he offered to give Abram all the goods the patriarch had brought back, claiming only the people who had been taken prisoner. But Abram would receive nothing from the king of Sodom. "I have raised my hand to the Lord God Most High, and have taken an oath that I will accept nothing belonging to you, not even a thread or the thong of a sandal, so that you will never be able to say, 'I made Abram rich.'" The patriarch only accepted the provisions that his men had eaten on the way, and the share of the spoil that belonged to the three Amorite chiefs who had gone with him. "Let them have their share," he said. Next episode, the Abrahamic covenant confirmed, and the birth of Ishmael.